My 85-year-old mom is pretty good these days at identifying phishing emails. She got caught a couple of times, you know, a couple of years ago, clicked some links, but now she can see their tricks. She's pretty good on those tricks. Still, that is just one set of tricks. The fraudsters out there have a lot of tricks. And of course, everyone needs to be wary of financial fraud, but this is even more true for seniors who often, more often than not, seem to be the targets of these kinds of scams. Christine Van Kouwenberg, IG Wealth Management's Vice President of Tax and Estate Planning, is here to share with us some tips for you and for your loved ones to reduce the risk that you will fall victim to one of these scams. Hello there.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
Why do they prey on seniors? Seniors are delightful and lovely, and they've worked their whole lives to make the world a better place.
Yes, but they, you know, they have worked their whole lives to, you know, usually save a fair bit of money, and they're the ones often with the assets. They're also often the people who are at home and retired and have time on their hands and, you know, can end up just sort of getting really pulled into these really nasty scams because they are, as you say, they're sweet and they're trusting in many instances. And unfortunately, people prey on them, which is very unfortunate.
And they're certainly for my parents, they're not on top of the latest and greatest on tech. So they don't work in it all day, every day and have a lower level of intuition on what the sniff test would be, the thing that you and I would notice because we're in it all the time, but they're not in it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And interestingly enough, a lot of the fraud is based on social media and Facebook and romantic scams and things like that. So there are still a lot of seniors who are very much online, but as you say, they may not pick up on when they are, you know, it's a different type of friendship. And these scammers, they have ways of ingratiating themselves with people and really convincing these people that they're, you know, they're looking out for their best interests. And so sometimes there are these romantic scams and you've got lonely older people who, as I mentioned, they're at home. They don't have much else to do. They're isolated, especially now. They can't visit their kids. And they end up in these relationships, whether it's friendship or romantic or what have you, with people that they've never even met. And oftentimes these people are posing as older people themselves when meanwhile they're a young person in a foreign country that's just stringing them along.
There are a bunch of different categories of scams here. I mentioned phishing. What would be the top three or four categories of scams that people should be aware of?
Well, there are the CRA scams. So the scams where people get these phone calls where people start screaming at them on the phone and telling them that there's this urgent need to pay money to the CRA or they're going to be in trouble and just sort of the really outright nasty threats and lies. And I would say that one of the tactics of these scammers is pressure. So, you know, you got to do something right away. And that could be the case, whether it's a CRA scam or an inheritance scam, you know, the grandchild in pre-COVID times, you know, the grandchild who needs money to, you know, get a plane ticket or something because they're stuck in a foreign country scam or what have you. But it's the threatening, nasty phone calls where someone's screaming at you to do something right away. As a tax professional, I can tell you, if you do owe tax, it will take a long time to iron all that out. You will have a long time to pay. You know, don't worry if it's true and you have to pay an extra 3 cents of interest by waiting a day. I mean, that a lot of that is just completely nonsensical, but they get people to panic. And so those threatening scams are really nasty. There are as I mentioned, the romance scams. So the friends on social media where they say, you know, I'd love to come visit you, but, you know, in the past, I didn't have any money. Now it's COVID. COVID's perfect. I'd love to come visit you, but I can't because of the travel restrictions. Oh, but by the way, I still need money to, you know, help my mother out because healthcare isn't paid for in this country and she's sick and you love me, don't you? And you want to help my mother. So, you know, there's the relationships. And then there's basically these cyber, as you say, that the phishing scams. So people sending the fake emails and clicking onto the links that they look a little suspicious, maybe to you and I, but you know, someone just sort of clicks onto it innocently enough and gets pulled into those things. So there are a number of ways in which people can get taken. And there's actually a document called the Little Black Book of Scams that the Canada Revenue Agency, well, actually the Canadian government, has put together. And if you look for that, the Little Black Book of Scams, and there's other ones around the world, but the Canadian one, what we often do, our compliance department, is people will tell us sort of the script, the lines that the people are using, and you type it in and there it is. You can tell it's a scam. So I would recommend, if you are capable of going online to have a romance online, you're probably capable enough to see the Little Black Book of Scams and see if the hallmarks of the scam fall within any of those parameters.
I got hooked into one where a friend who I know very well asked me to do a favor for her, and she's someone who I would give a kidney to. So of course I was like, oh yeah, what do you need? And then it became clear, when it became clear it was a scam, was when she said, could you go and pick up $200 worth of Google Bitcoin gift cards. No, Bitcoin. Google gift cards. And then I don't know what you're going to do is mail them to me or whatever. Of course, I did not do that. But a friend's 85-year-old dad, he went to the bank and withdrew $3,000 in cash and, you know, was all set to meet up with the criminals in a parking lot near his house before they called the authorities and all that stuff. So it is really... it's something that does happen.
It's prevalent.
Prevalent, right? And we have an audience who is both a senior and who is the kid of a senior. Let's talk about the kids for a second. What is our role? So I've mentioned my parents, they're in their 80s. What's our role as kids? How do we get in front of this?
I think it's always good just to have a general line of communication about things like this. And so what, you know, you're talking in an environment where it's not actually happening. So you can say, you know, hypothetically, mom or dad, if you ever receive a phone call that you don't feel comfortable with, you know, give me a call first. And I've heard from friends that this kind of stuff is happening. And, you know, I just wanted to give you a heads up that there is a lot of financial abuse out there and you shouldn't feel uncomfortable speaking to me about it. And the reason, there's sort of two reasons for that. First of all, sometimes people are really embarrassed and, you know, they think, oh my God, I'm such an idiot for falling for this scam, or they almost keep falling for it because they think, well, you know, it somehow must be me. But the thing is, there have been many, many very intelligent people who have been taken by these scams. So don't worry about being embarrassed. Just worry about fixing it. The other thing to keep in mind is one of the tactics that a lot of these abusers use is to isolate their victim. So they will specifically tell you not to talk to your children, not to talk to your banker, whomever, about it, because that's all they know, that if they talk to you, you'll probably figure it out. And there have been instances where people have gone into their financial institution, asked for an unusual sum of money. The bank, the financial institution, the financial planner, they've said, you know what, that doesn't sound right. And, you know, at IG, we have an entire department that can help, you know, with seniors and elder abuse. And, you know, we'd love to help the clients, but sometimes the clients actually lie to their financial advisors and say, no. You know,
I'm building a deck.
And actually often the abusers feed them with the answers, that because they know that the bankers are often going to ask that question, right? So, you know, oh, you're building a deck, it's your money, I guess you can have it, right? But, it, you know, and lying to people in your trusted circle in order to placate someone who's you haven't even met before, you know, just sort of sit back for a second and think about that and whether or not that actually makes sense. But often, again, as I said, people are using pressure tactics, threatening them. You know, if you don't do this, we'll call the police. Your children will be in danger.
When you say IG has a department, what does that mean? Do you have a fraud? Do you have a superhero outfit? And if so, is your plane invisible?
I would love to have a superhero outfit. Actually, I could use one of my sons, but in any event. So, part of our compliance department does actually have some people dedicated to dealing with seniors and vulnerable persons. And we set that up, I'm going to say, almost 15 years ago, believe it or not, because we were just getting so many requests for assistance from our financial advisors. They were saying, oh my goodness, I think this is fishy. What should we do? And we have to deal with all sorts of issues like, okay, well, when do we reach out to the power of attorney? When do we reach out to the trusted contact person? And those are people who are added to your account. And I do just want to spend a minute on that, because one way to avoid the abuse is to make sure that you do have other people designated on your account. So do you have you designated a child as power of attorney? You know, you may not want them to be giving instructions immediately, but in case of emergency, is there someone that your financial planner can reach out to? And if you don't have an actual power of attorney, which gives someone else the ability to give instructions on your account, you can also designate, at least at our financial institution, and I believe most, a trusted contact person. So again, that's just in case of emergency, the financial institution has someone to reach out to and say, you know what, we think there's a problem. We think that sometimes it's loss of mental capacity. Sometimes it's financial abuse, but at least it allows us to reach out to that person. And with the trusted contact person, like, we can't really give them that much information because they're not a power of attorney. We can't say how much money is at stake or what have you, but it's more FYI,
yeah,
there's a
call
problem.
Mother, something's going on.
Exactly.
Something's going on. Now, there's one resource that I'm familiar with, and I'm not sure if it's the same one you would point people to. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Center is yes. kind of the starting point. Would you agree? Is that
very
the place?
Good. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of, I'm finding now a lot of local police authorities are having a designated officer to deal with these issues because they're getting inundated, right? So there's a lot of seniors advocate groups, local groups. I totally agree with, you know, the fraud, anti-fraud group is very good. Mm-hmm. But thank you. But there are a number of ways in which you can get help. And if you've got a financial advisor, a lawyer, an accountant, if you've got an advisor who may be, you know, plugged into some of this stuff, maybe start with, a trusted yeah. advisor and go from there.
Christine, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me.
Christine Van Kouwenberg is with IG Wealth Management. She is their vice president of tax and estate planning. Seniors out there, get informed. Children of seniors out there, get informed and talk to your parents about all this.